2 weeks to go and the race has begun in Malaysia's election. Candidates and their supporters throng nomination centres to contest some of 222 parliamentary seats that are up for grabs. There are 6 million new eligible voters this year. That's a result of automatic voter registration and because the voting age has been lowered from 21 to 18 years. 1 million are under the age of 20.
It is a step forward to really empowering the youth and being able to involve them within the larger sphere of decision-making and nation-building in Malaysia. But on the other hand, I realise that because of the years of generational political apathy, there's a lot of foundation that needs to be built first if we truly want to exercise that right to vote effectively.
Muhammad Imamul Arifin is a university student who's eligible to vote for the first time.
So please don't forget to vote.
He's filming a social media video to encourage fellow students to vote.
We are very young in Malaysia as a democracy, and as an individual, as a Malaysian citizen, your voice, your vote, do has a power in making the most minute of changes, in making the country move forward.
Analysts say first-time voters could be a potential wild card if they turn out to vote at all.
There's also a chance that this group of individuals will not vote for the incumbent because there was no reason for them previously to go out and vote. So if there's an incentive for them to go out and vote, it could be to want to change things. They might find something new or find something different.
A recent survey suggests a third of voters are undecided or indifferent. There will be intense competition for these votes.
Malaysia has been rocked by political instability. 3 prime ministers in the last 4 years. Barisan Nasional, a coalition that has dominated politics, is hoping to secure enough seats to form the next government on its own. The main opposition bloc, Pakatan Harapan, is hoping for a surprise win. An opinion poll is already predicting no one party is likely to win a simple majority.